This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And that's why I believe that, you know what, you want to get married, meet the person, see the person, talk to the person. It's no longer like it was before, where everyone had an uncontaminated upbringing waiting for their person of marriage. And then when you come up, you're so clean and pure to go, good to go. You're not contaminated by the social media of the world, because it didn't exist. The word social media was non-existent. So it worked. Because you know what, people grew up, boys and girls grew up, and they grew up with the qualities required for someone to get married to them. And when they grew up, no matter what, it would work, because even if your father or mother, like what happened to me, and they said, you know what, we suggest you marry this person. You sure? If that makes you happy, I'm going to do it. That's it. That's what I said. Such a good boy. Wouldn't you like to have a son like me, guys? I regret having said that, man. In the sense that I should have said, no problem, let's consider it. Mashallah, well done. Let's meet, let's talk. I could have avoided things that may have happened later on in my life that I regretted. But it's okay. It's okay. Allah wanted something. But my brothers and sisters, look at how, when Allah blocks something, we get upset, not knowing that, hey, I've got a plan for you. Do you know this person? I'm talking of today, right? You're madly in love with them, because that's one crisis, is we already more than married to someone without the nikah, and now we want to halalize it with our fathers and mothers. That's it. I'm coming in and telling my dad, you know, dad, and dad says, I know, do you have someone in mind? Yes. Tell him the truth. I don't have him in mind, I have him on my bed. Astaghfirullah. That's what's happening. Tell him the truth. It's a fact of life. That's how far we've gotten. There's no point in being ashamed of what's happening, in the sense that to talk about it. But we are sad. It's a reality. I know, I deal with young boys and girls. Many of them way beyond what you would do as a husband and wife. And then they're saying, can I get married to him? Hey, you should have come and said this 5 years ago, man. 5 years ago. And don't be ashamed. Tell him exactly what waters you're in. He says, no, you can't. You know why? They are Pakistani and you are Bengali. Have you heard that before?